In 2009, Tiger Woods won 6 PGA tournaments and made the trip to historic Hazeltine Golf Course in suburban Minneapolis for the championship, as intimidating as ever. He led the tourney after 54, and he had never lost a lead in a major going into the last round. Well, Y.E. Yang and caddy A.J. Montesino had won 4 tourneys together, with number 5 coming that year in one of the most memorable PGA championships in history. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for coming by today, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to support the show and sustain it. You can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Veteran PGA caddy A.J. Montesino is back with me on the show today. So the highlight of your career, A.J., has got to be that 09 PGA Championship. You were caddying, you were bagging for Y.E. Yang, and he comes back in the final holes and beats Tiger for the title. But interestingly enough, just a couple of days earlier, he barely made the cut. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I remember we played with I think his name was Steve Schneider. He was a PGA pro, and yeah, we were on the cut line, and we almost missed the cut. And I remember we made it like either by one or on the cut line. And Schneider, he's like, "You guys just go out and win it." So I guess Yang took his words literally. So yeah, we were 2 down with we started the day Sunday 2 behind Tiger. And that's definitely a Sunday I'll never forget, man.
Yeah, for sure. Describe those final pressure-packed holes as you were dueling with Tiger there at the PGA Championship.
Playing golf with Tiger on the inside of, in a major is like playing golf on the inside of a radio, with every station playing at the same time. I mean, it's just total pandemonium. And to be around just Tiger in general, I mean, in my opinion, he's the best player that ever played the game. He's the only one that moves the needle. He's the reason we play for as much money as we play for. I mean, he is the man out there. And all the players, I think, and caddy should be thanking him for what he does for the game of golf. And I did one year at the Masters. I thanked him personally. But anyways, coming down 16, we parred. We hit a shot that almost looked like it might go in the water. And then 17, I'll never forget, on this par 3, Tiger stood over this shot for a while. It was a 7-iron he chose. And he hit the most beautiful 7-iron I've ever seen. And it looked like it was going to go down inside the flagstick. It looked so beautiful. And it came down a little bit long in the rough, so I knew, I was like, that's going to be a tough up and down. So I knew all we had to do, we had about 30 feet up the hill, and we ended up 3 putting. So we ended up tying the hole. So we were still one ahead, I think, with one. No, we were even or one ahead with one to go. And sitting on 18 in the first cut of rough, I asked Yang if he thought it was a fly or lie or not, and he's like, "No, it's not going to fly." So we had 203, 7 yards uphill, played 210. Wind was coming in from the left. And we both agreed on the 3-iron hybrid. And I didn't realize he was going to take it right at the flagstick, but he did. And he just hit a shot that, for the memory books, man.
Yeah, it was an amazing shot. And so let's turn the clock back here 10 years. Jim Nantz with the play-by-play call there from Chaska, Minnesota.
Here he goes. David Faraday.
206 yards. So 3 utility.
He's got to get over that tree. And
overhook it.
Goodness. Wow. What a golf shot. It's Corey Pavin at Shinnecock. All over again. What a golf shot. Start making the plaque to place down in that corner of the fairway. Tiger cannot believe it. That was a 3 hybrid. How does he respond to that?
Well, Tiger did not respond. He couldn't respond, and you guys win the championship. How much, AJ, were you involved in the club selection there of that shot?
I mean, I thought if it was going to fly, I thought it was a 4-iron, but he said no, it wouldn't fly. So now we both agreed on the 3-iron, and I thought he was just going to hit it in the middle of the green, but he had other plans. So he's a very aggressive player. And very, very strong mentally, and he took it right at the flag, and when he hit it, I asked him, I said, how close do you think? He said, maybe 20 feet. Well, we got up there, and it was more like 12 feet, and then he just poured it in the heart.
Yeah, and the PGA Championship there at Hazeltine in Chaska, Minnesota was his. So that was the top of the mountain for the two of you, and the bottom came the next year. You broke up. You got the phone call from YE and his people that he was going to let you go. He claimed lack of chemistry. What was with that?
You know, I really don't know. I couldn't tell you, man. I really don't know. I know that after we won the PGA, he got a new agent, and the new agent was, I don't think we really saw eye to eye. And so I think that had a lot to do with it. And basically, we parted ways.
Yeah, well, you weren't unemployed long. You signed on with Kevin Streelman, and together you made history again. And I think we'll leave that for next time here, AJ. AJ Montesino, the PGA caddy. We're going to talk more golf and have him share about his faith and how Jesus has changed him and impacts him every day. So we'll do that coming up. Thank you for being here today. We will talk soon. Have a good one, Art.
You too. Take care, Greg.